ToonThisTome.com. Welcome. I'm your host, Tony Teolis, and we're keeping track of things to do for a better life. Today is February 15, 2012. This is episode 47 of the ToonThisTome.com podcast / videocast, Food Not Lawns book review, coming to you from Northern Virginia in the USA. More information on this podcast and others can be found at todolisthome.com. The song of the day is Monster by Skillet, recorded on Awake from 2009. Have a listen through the link that can be found in the show notes. Connect with us. Listen to us on iTunes and podcasts. Watch the To Do List Home videos on YouTube channel Tokyo73. Follow us on Twitter and be our friend on Facebook. Links to all these sites are at todolisthome.com. You'll find files that you can download for your to-do list. Share your to-do list ideas with us. Today I introduce you to Food Not Lawns by Heather C. Flores. But first, a quick quiz. What is America's biggest export? America's biggest export is topsoil. Each year, America exports 2 billion tons of topsoil through its waterways
alone.
American industrial farming practices and the erosion caused by impractical settlements make waste of one of our most vital resources, topsoil. It's actually a matter of grave national security when you think about it. If another country was siphoning off American topsoil at the rate we lose it, we would declare war. When I first opened Food Not Lawns, it struck me as a social justice activist attempt to make gardeners out of people who are typically drawn to dissent. But it's always important not to judge a book by its cover or the first few pages. The first thing I learned from this book was that the amount of time, energy, and money Americans expend on their front and back lawns is more detrimental to the future of this nation than industrial farming. Lawns use 10 times as many chemicals as industrial farming. Pesticides, fertilizers, herbicides, they all leak into our groundwater or evaporate in the air, causing widespread pollution that is hard to see or imagine from the front porch. American lawns also consume a staggering 270 billion gallons of water each week. And that's as of 2006. Food Not Lawns quickly moves from a call to action to practical advice for the home gardener. I learned how to create different ways of capturing and holding water on our property other than just using rain barrels under rain spouts. This gives a nice ecological picture of what the home could look like under right circumstances. This book gives great practical ideas on creating swales to hold and move water to where it can do the best service to gardens. It has also helped me make plans for recycling gray water or the wastewater from washing ourselves and clothes and dishes. The pond and natural filtering system that this book prescribes is something that I'm going to consider
for
my
yard.
I already store and use as much lawn and tree materials that I can gather from my own property, but it never seems enough. This book has motivated me to want to place a leaf drop-off sign in the yard. I will also be on the lookout for the tree and lawn service folks who will be invading my neighborhood soon. With the right approach, I can end up with a long-term supply of wood, leaves, and grass for
free.
The point about wood chips I wish to note is that they are a great material for getting new compost piles started. So if you've got any wood chippers up in your area coming through the neighborhood chopping down trees, shredding up limbs, be sure to go ahead and volunteer your driveway as a drop-off point for the debris. We want to be able to teach people about things such as seed stewardship. And Food Not Lawns has a wonderful chapter dedicated to seed stewardship.
We also want to place more gardens in the front lawn to show others what is possible with a little imagination, and this book has been helpful to overcome some of the resistance we might have given ourselves.
We should also place a sign in the yard directing them to the online To-Do List Home Network for more details and instruction.
Food for Lawn also provides a great outline that we can follow to reach out to our larger community. Beyond this website and the plans we have for creating more sites, it's important that we prepare information and make plans for distribution, teaching, and providing contributions to local media. Food Not Lawns is an important book for beginning gardeners because it will open minds to a long-term vision that will eventually develop.
This book is also a great reference for gardeners who want to learn methods for making their gardens more productive while diminishing irrigation and
maintenance. This book is available for $16 and would make a great gift for people who want to play an important role in the future of America. A link to the book can be found in today's show notes and the book list located at todolisthome.com. Thank you for watching and listening. Now go and turn your lawn into a food production and education center.